The questions you want to ask that will reveal their values, their beliefs, their pain, and also their desire. You want to ask either one of these two questions, or you can ask both of them. And this will give you a sense of what you need to present and how do you need to align it with a policy, with a retirement plan for them. And this is a criteria based on their desire or need for a policy. And most people will not do this, so discipline yourself to ask this question or either one of these questions. The first option would be asking them, I really want to know what's important to you about having an insurance policy or a retirement plan. I want to know what's important to you. And so that's the beginning of the criteria question. And typically an answer may be, I want to have my family protected. That's one answer. Another one could be, what's important to me is that it's a reputable company. And so people will answer in different ways. Could be different answers beyond that. So let's go with my family protected. And now you dig a little deeper. Yeah, your family protected. I understand that. That's great. That's what this is all about. I mean, tell me a little bit more. What do you mean by that? What's important to you about having your family protected? And they'll start to answer a little bit deeper. Well, I want to make sure if anything happens to me or my wife, that they'll be provided, they'll be taken care of. Okay, sure. And tell me some more. Ultimately, what will that do for you? So ultimately, what will that do for you? And they may say, well, it'll give me peace of mind, or give me a sense of pride that I'm providing, protecting them. And so there's the pain. They don't have peace of mind right now. And so you want to give them peace of mind by having a policy that will protect them, the family, and also a sense of pride to be able to offer that and do that for them. So that's where the pain and desire come in. And those are key elements. So when you present the policy, we'll go through an overview on that and then exactly how to do it, some examples. So that's one way of just what's important to you about that, and then dig a little deeper. Don't just stop, okay, yep, family protected, that's great. Okay, let me show you what it's all about and how it will protect your family. You want to dig deeper to get to the emotional connection, the emotions behind why they want their family protected. What does that mean for them? They may open up into a story where they had a family member that didn't have any kind of retirement plan or life insurance, and they were devastated. And so you can still add that into the presentation as you're presenting the solution, the policy. So you keep those in mind. Now the other question you can ask instead, or just as well, is, I really want to make sure I understand your needs. And so what I'd like to find out is, why are you now interested in having an insurance plan or a retirement plan? The question is why. You have to do it in a soft way, not challenge them. So why are you doing this now? It's why are you interested now? Because if they're sitting down with you, they're taking the time and effort because they are truly interested. And so you want to ask them why now? You know, something going on, or really want to know, make sure we're on the same page. So you just soften the question. And when you ask a why question like that in a soft, caring way, they will start to, same with the criteria question, reveal what's important to them and what they want, their outcome. The main thing that'll happen with this why question is they'll start to sell themselves. They'll start to say, well, now is, want it now because we had a family member that passed away, and so they may talk about the story. Oh, so tell me some more. What's important to you about that, about being protected now? Well, they were devastated, and certain things happened. Or they may say another reason why. Well, I back to even the criteria question. I want to be sure my family is secured and protected if anything happens to us. Okay, tell me some more. What's important to you about that? Tell me some more. So you can ask, tell me some more, and you'll dig a little deeper. You still want to get down to the emotional reasons of why they want a policy now, so that you can align it and connect it magnetically, almost, into offering them the solution, because it will give them peace of mind or pride or reassurance or whatever it is. So those are the two questions you can ask. What's important to you about having a retirement plan or insurance policy? Tell me more. What's important about that? Tell me more. That's interesting. Yeah, I can see that. And so you just kind of, just like a therapist, because this is having conversations just like a therapist, asking them about their feelings and their emotions, and they get a sense that you really care, and you're getting some value, and you do care, and you're getting some valuable information on what you need to present, so you don't present too much and go off track. You present specific to their needs, specific to their emotions, to the dreams, desires, and to alleviate the pain. So what's important to you about, or you can ask, so just so we're on the same page, I just really want to understand your situation, your needs. Why an insurance policy now? Why would you want one now? I just want to make sure I present it properly. And then let them explain. Tell me some more. So what's important about that? Tell me some more. So have that conversation. As I mentioned, they'll sell themselves, so it'll make the process a lot easier. And now you have valuable information to connect and make the presentation magnetic, because it's specific, laser focused to their needs and desires, their emotional connection. And that's the power behind this question. So discipline yourself. Ask these questions. And you can even practice. You can ask people. So if you were to get an insurance policy or retirement plan, why would you do it? And just practice with people. Even if they're not going to be a client, maybe they're just a friend or someone that you met, just to condition yourself and discipline yourself to ask this question or these questions. So practice, do it, and as I might have heard of me before, watch the magic happen. Thank you, bye now.